Strawberries were everywhere at Plymouth Plantation last month during their annual weekend-long Strawberry Thanksgiving Festival. This was the Wampanoag Indigenous Program's 40th anniversary, and the Strawberry Festival highlighted the native tradition of celebrating the first harvest of the new growing season. PAC TV Community News was there to capture the event.
This is our 18th annual Strawberry Festival. For Wampanoag people, the strawberry is considered to be the first fruit of the year. And when this happens, you have a Thanksgiving. It's a harvest feast. It's feasting, it's boat races. We have football games. You look behind me, you can see the guys are practicing wrestling. We're having a wrestling tournament later on today. It's a very large two-day-long celebration.
We're celebrating the first fruit of the harvest here in New England, the strawberry. And we're thrilled to be able to celebrate that because we're really looking at the way people ate seasonally.
So we're going to have a feast, strawberry feast, and today we're cooking a roasted turkey, some roasted scup and turkey soup with some boiled bread. And we also have some strawberry boiled bread, strawberry tea with mint. We have a boiled dinner over there also. We'll have some lobsters and crabs over the tripods and a roasting fish.
Well, for us as a Wampanoag program, we have a staff, but we also hire outside specialists to come in. We have native authors coming in. We have native singers here who specialize in Eastern singing and dancing. We have championship boat races here. Championship wrestlers here. So we pull these people from all around New England. Majority are Wampanoag, but you don't necessarily have to be Wampanoag. It's just a fun event.
In the 17th century Pilgrim Village, we're looking at the strawberry in cooking for its little burst of sweetness, as well as the strawberry leaves for their medicinal purposes. Strawberry leaves are known for their ability to really clean out toxins from your body in the 17th century. So after you'd spent the winter eating a lot of salty foods that were preserved, you'd have some fresh foods. And in the craft center, we have a number of children's activities going on. We're making strawberry fans. Barry, our strawberry mascot, is there, and we're also playing some games with strawberries.
Hey, I'm here at Plymouth Plantation today, and we're getting ready to taste some of the Strawberry Festival, Thanksgiving Festival's dishes that have been made by a whole host of different people, but many of them are employees here, and look forward to judging them and seeing what the people of Plymouth Plantation have put together that I might even be able to, in the future, use for myself.
Like I said, a lot of feasting, a lot of socializing, a lot of dancing, a lot of singing. It's just overall very good meals.